What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us. My microphone just fell live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream-free 24-7. Maybe you've gone down, download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it. We got a couple hours here. We're going to, that's very rude. Couple hours to share with you. All kinds of shit to talk about. Thanks for joining us. I'm a little discombobulated. I was running late. I was looking at the time on the fucking stove and our power goes out every five fucking minutes here. So that one was off.
Well, we're just making America great again, aren't we? The grid doesn't even work in this racist ass, whacked out, violent. Fucking!
I'm actually winded.
Are we cosplaying as a third world country, or are we a third world country?
Yeah. I don't think we're cosplaying.
What a terrifying, fucking. Never mind. It's Monday and everything's great.
It is Monday and I'm having equipment problems. My microphone keeps falling. The dog's losing her mind, so yeah. It's going to take us a couple minutes here to get our stride going. But thanks for joining us, everybody. We are, we're on, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Join us on Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message at any of those other places. We don't check them as quite often though.
Yay.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy shit using that link, we get a little commissione. Cost you fuck all. We just get a little.
Oh, I fucked my line up. I was about to say we get paid, baby.
Well, but we do.
I stepped on your line. That's unacceptable.
It doesn't cost you anything. Just gives us a little ka-ching. A wee ka-ching.
We get paid, baby.
Let us see what is going on in the world. Strap in, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, I spend the weekend watching videos of the riots, and it truly is horrific to see those fucking images. But like, Mike Pence finally turns, I guess, you know, stands up to Trump after he's
stands up. Yeah,
I mean, these people threatened to hang him. They wanted to hang him.
He still doesn't want to invoke the 25th, though, so he ain't really standing up,
dude. When someone storms your place of work and threatens to hang you, you need to change some shit up. Maybe resign.
Oh, yeah. I was bartending.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
No, I only had one death threat when I was bartending.
Security wouldn't have let anybody hang you at your job.
No.
Of course not.
Especially not now, since there is no security and I work from home.
Right.
Shelby security.
Kong toy right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling very secure with Shelby.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines here. I know it sounds like we don't know what the fuck we're doing, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Well,
it's because I'm behind. I'm like 8 minutes behind.
Yeah.
On show prep.
Right. It's a shame we don't have a time travel mechanism. I don't know how that would help.
Our really strong winds or anything. I don't know what goes on here in Pensacola, but our lights flicker. And,
I'll tell you what goes on here.
It fucked up the stove.
Oh yeah.
Time and didn't get a chance to reset it. And then when I was looking at it, I didn't realize it was like 8 minutes off.
Yeah. You know, well, I was going to say what goes on here, too, probably is Klan, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers.
Yeah. True. Man, true.
I've just been, you know.
I wonder how many from here were in Pensacola. Not that they were storming the building, but I'll bet there was a contingency.
There's one guy made the news from Fort Walton. He was, Milton. He was in a three-corner hat. You know, like the.
Tri-corner hat?
Tri-corner. Thank you. I don't know.
Or three. I just think they call them tri-corners.
I mean, we're a mid-sized city in the South. It's virtually, you know, like there's nothing, there's no big city close to here. And,
right.
And I think there certainly are Klan and there certainly are Oath Keepers and Proud Boys.
Is this mid-sized?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I grew up in Chicago, so I have no really good scale to go by.
Chicago's biggie size.
And I lived in unincorporated town right. one time at one right. point out in the middle of nowhere.
That's but, tiny.
The headlines, let's see what they consider to be important over at the HuffPo, the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
Huffington Post.
We.
Which is
we are fucked.
Taking a moment or two to load.
There are so many reasons to stay home lately, right?
Well, the COVID, the okay. rampaging Trumpists.
Yeah.
FBI warning, says the headline at the HuffPo, armed insurrectionists at all 50 state capitals.
Yay!
What? Is that happening right now?
I think it's supposed to
Is
be this week.
Is our internet fucked right now, too? Because we're connected okay, but I'm having problems loading pages and stuff.
Right. I don't know.
The FBI warning plans of for armed protests at all 50 capitals and in Washington in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, stoking fears for more bloodshed after last week's deadly siege at the Capitol. Yay! MAGA! Make America great, everybody!
You know, I see things so much differently after watching those tapes. You know, it's that other side, they're chock full of idiots, you know, but that's the cannon fodder. It's these militia motherfuckers.
They were using bison horn dude and the guy with the, I don't know, what do you have, a beaver on his head or something like that? The other guy?
I don't fucking know.
The guy whose father is a Supreme Court justice in New York?
What? Fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Supreme Court, what the fuck is up with Clarence Thomas's wife? What's her fucking
too.
Problem?
One of the organizers of the whole dealio. Paid for buses, I guess, her group.
I mean, what are we doing? These people, you have to say, I guess they weren't successful, you know, because if their plan, those militia motherfuckers, if their plan was to slip in there and take the Congress hostage, then they were unsuccessful, right?
Yes.
But
I don't know about hostage.
Yeah. Well, the zip tie.
Well, they were going to force them to, I guess the plan was to force them to certify it for Trump. Because, you know, that would work.
You know,
because we would all accept that. If,
right.
If a bunch of yahoos took Congress hostage and forced them to say, we're certifying for Trump.
Hey, man.
What would they do if they didn't want to start? Well, I'm sure they would have killed Pelosi just
yes.
outright and Pence. They wanted to hang him. They wanted
Dude,
to kill her. They were chanting that.
What those fucking lunatics would do to any of those legislators.
AOC?
AOC. They would have killed her. They would have.
They would have raped her probably and killed her.
Yeah, Pelosi
In
got
the name
threatened.
Of Jesus.
And in Maxine, they would have killed her. Now, these are vile fucking people. I tell you what, man. I know maggot people. I look at the maggot people differently now.
And internal FBI bulletin is warning that as of Sunday, the nationwide protests may start later this week and extend through Biden's January 20th inauguration. According to, who is this? The Bulletin. Armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals from 16 January through at least 20 January.
God.
And at the U.S. Capitol from 17th through the 20th.
Maybe they shouldn't call them protests, and they're going to stage more attacks. I mean, it's more, that's accurate. That was an attack.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know about protests. I would call this an attack or a riot, you know. A military action.
The Army General Daniel Hokanson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, told reporters today that the Guard is also looking at any issues across the country. Quote, we're keeping a look. Yeah, that's what he said. We're keeping a look across the entire country to make sure that we're monitoring and that our guards in every state are in close coordination with their local law enforcement agencies to provide any support requested.
And hopefully none of them are maggots.
A tweet in which, no guarantees there. A tweet in which Trump promised last Wednesday's event will be wild, fueled a month-long frenzy of incitement, strategizing, and embrace of violence against lawmakers, according to a research group tracking online extremism. No matter how all this plays out, it is only the beginning, posted a user at the Donald message board.
Oh, you dumb fucking moronic motherfuckers.
Well,
cannon
a lot of
fodder.
Them really are because, you know, I don't know if a great many of them are good at spoofing their ID online and stuff like that. And so, and this Parler thing, did you see, you know, Parler's down and may never come back. But somebody was able to use an exploit because, you know, WordPress is a good thing if you've got a business, a small business or a blog or whatever. But something on a national level, you're probably not going to build out on WordPress. Parler was built on WordPress.
And they
were like, you're nuts. But what happened was, I guess somebody found an exploit, like a good guy, and was able to literally download every single fucking thing from Parler, including, in order to be a verified citizen of Parler, you had to upload a photocopy or a picture of your driver's license.
Why would you do that? Because that seems like something they wouldn't do for some reason.
I mean, I think that the smart ones didn't, but you know, there's enough idiots out there that are.
What's the reasoning? Why did they do that? Why did they want the driver's license?
Well, they wanted verified people. So, you know, you're not arguing with a bot. You know, they're trying to keep bots from taking over and stuff like that. But
you don't do that on Facebook.
And for 8 out of 10 people you're interacting with are probably bots that you don't know.
Yeah. Well, shit, man.
We didn't do a show Friday. Sorry. We actually had the COVID. Actually, I don't think it was. I hope it wasn't, but both crab diving entertainers.
It felt like
were
honestly,
ill.
It felt like the cold I get every fucking year.
Yeah, it felt like more of a head cold than anything. But and then we just figured, fuck it,
right?
Instead of coughing through the hole.
Yeah, that's gross. Unless you're into that.
It's a little residual cough going on now, but I feel fine.
Okay.
Otherwise, do you feel okay?
Yeah.
You said you were feeling not great earlier. What happened? Yeah. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. This is my cord to my computer.
Oh. that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Get ready for 50 states of fun.
Damn. God.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline there is opening.
Wouldn't you think some of these guys, these maggots, would be deterred from going to these protests? Based on the videos from the Capitol, am I wrong?
Well, I think it might be a deterrent, to be honest with you. I think the ease and rapidity with which a lot of these morons are being tracked down and bagged and tagged.
And you're on the no-fly list.
You're right. I'm going to play some clips of really some wonderful maggoteers when it comes to that stuff.
What would they say if it was the Black Lives Matter movement storming the Capitol, which would never happen? But they would be like, "Yeah, put them on the no-fly." Well, they'd be dead. Well, they would all be dead.
They wouldn't have to. They would have shot to kill. 216 hours left is the headline of the Drudge Report. The other headlines: FBI warns of huge uprising. We talked about that.
Oh, God.
Wednesday, double impeachment. So, did you see they might add? They might add the second article, which is his phone call to Georgia. That, hey, can you find me? I just need 12,000 votes.
Was I seeing things? Was there another phone call that someone has where he's asking someone else in the Georgia legislature about finding votes?
Could be. House Majority Leader Hoyer tells the caucus that the impeachment vote will be on Wednesday. Nancy gave Mikey Pence 24 hours to help invoke the 25th Amendment. And Mike Pence is like, oh, no, I don't think so.
They were going to hang you. Trump told.
Yeah, still wants to be president in 2024.
What? Dude,
and he
Pence.
Still thinks that he may be able to pull this off.
We need to have, listen, everybody out there that wants to be president, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, if you think you want to be president, don't you think you should get into politics, work your ass off, and someone says you should be president, don't pick yourself. And Republicans...
What about Matt Gaetz, though?
But they really need to look at what happened at that
Roger Capitol. Stone wants Matt Gaetz to be president.
You know Roger Stone was behind planning some of this fucking bullshit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was behind Matt Gaetz.
I
don't know how that equation would work. I might flip that one.
Peggity peg peg.
According to details from Hoyer's office, the House Majority Leader told members on a call they should plan to return to Washington tomorrow to consider House Representative Jamie Raskin's resolution with votes at 7:30 p.m. Eastern at the earliest. The House will then meet at 9 a.m. on Wednesday to consider the articles of impeachment.
Damn.
Hoyer also assured members there will be heightened security in and out. In and around the Capitol
for
the impeachment vote.
No shit.
He said that there's support for traveling to and from Washington also after several members have faced tense interactions at airports.
My point is, I don't think a lot what Mike Pence is cut out to be president. You know, and he should do the 25th Amendment thing and then get the fuck out. Because we're in big boy time, big person time. We need big person. We need adult. We are putting up walls around the Capitol because militias are invading and they want to kidnap our legislators.
Yeah.
We need big adult time people in charge. Do we have any of that? Any big adult time people? Or
right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what's going on? I don't think he's doing any governing. I think he's
somebody asked that.
I think
though.
He's raging and stewing and plotting and
Pelosi
scheming.
Said that on an interview Sunday. I think she said something that we don't know if there's actually an executive there doing shit.
We know there's not.
What's going on with Iran and that hack? And there's lots of things I think someone should be following up.
They can all wait a week. They can all wait a week. It's no big deal. The big thing is my stolen election.
It's a joke. Are we going to make it? It is January 11th. It is 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's with the headline at Drudge. 216 hours left.
Oh, my God. We're not going to make it with him.
No, we'll make it.
Yeah.
Trump is facing mounting pressure for his immediate ouster after he incited Wednesday's siege at the Capitol.
Yes.
The Republicans, I love how the Republicans are just like, I don't think this is going to help heal if you impeach him and if you like have investigations and everything into what happened. I don't think that's really a good idea.
Heal? They put a gallows up at the fucking Capitol.
It did.
Let's heal, guys. Let's all come together. There's a guy in a ski mask with a... They had a picture of a guy with a handgun with a big fucking clip coming out of the butt of the gun or some shit. Oh, healing.
Extended mag.
Yes, an extended mag. I don't think you need, I don't think when you're in the middle of an extended mag kind of operation, you're ready for the healing part.
Let us see what else is going on. Those are headlines. I mean,
yay.
You know, what the fuck else is there?
Yeah, these fucking
zombies. Shithole country, the rest of the world is looking at us like we're fucking crazy, and that's because, oh, Rasmussen.
Yes.
That can barely see from the Trump cum burns and permanent scars in their eyes over at Rasmussen.
Cum burns!
43% want Trump arrested. Not only.
Yeah.
What?
Those are third degree cum burns.
Not only.
I'm afraid you're gonna lose that nose.
Not only do they think he should not be president, but 43% at Rasmussen think he should be arrested.
People are scared. That's fear right there. People are scared. They are so scared of what could happen.
Well, and I'm not the type to say I told you so.
Hey,
but
you
holy
did.
Fuck, all of us told you so, you assholes. We said it from the moment we saw you, some of you idiots, were voting for him in the primaries. We were like, are you crazy? He's nuts. He's going to destroy the country.
You're hyperbolic. You're crazy. Yeah. You're just a dumb lib, and you just don't like him. He's not a politician.
Yeah, and the lesson is, next time when we're in 4 fucking years, when we're at the same fucking point, vote for Hillary or vote for Biden, whoever is running again, who's a Democrat, or we will be here again with these fucking wackos.
Well, in 2 years from now, vote out every Republican.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's up in 2 years again.
I mean,
the entire House of Representatives. Make them go away. Get rid of this Boebert creature. Get rid of Matt Gaetz. Get rid of all these fucking enablers. That dentist who's really good at body language.
Oh,
Gosar.
God, I forgot about that fucking
Let's
guy.
Get rid of that piece of shit.
Hey,
that treasonous, traitorous twat.
What about
waffle.
Boebert? Boebert?
I said Boebert.
Oh, did you say Boebert?
The first one I said.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
38 seconds ago.
Okay, well. I fucking missed it.
Boebert. Incitement of insurrection will be the charges.
Wow.
The main charge.
That seems so serious.
Look at the acting Homeland Chief has resigned.
Oh shit.
Chad Wolf.
Get the fuck out.
Acting Homeland Secretary Chad Wolf resigned today, becoming the third cabinet-level official to quit on the heels of the riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Ooh.
By a mob of President Donald Trump supporters. This is from CNBC.
Jeez.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Yay.
Resigned last week. Whatsoever will education do for the next 7 days, Ryan, without Betsy?
I don't know, but am I wrong? At first, I'm like, yeah, Chad Wolf, get the fuck out. But now I think about it. Are you saying, we're saying what is going on is loony, so loony.
That even Chad Wolf is slithering away.
That is not good news, actually.
In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security staff, Wolf said his resignation, quote, is warranted by recent events, including the ongoing and meritless court rulings regarding the validity of my authority as acting secretary.
Authority. Chad, you don't like this? I thought you would like this.
He was kind of viewed as like not the secretary, remember, by these court cases. Now, they were appealing.
Oh, because he wasn't confirmed.
There was a federal judge. It was like, you're not the secretary. You're not the, you can't be acting. Like Trump cheated and fucked up by putting him in there. He said these events and concerns increasingly serve to divert attention and resources away from the important work of the department in this critical time of a transition of power. He said he's saddened to resign. He had planned to take his to stay in office until Biden took office.
Yeah. Well, I am I'm worried that you think it's so crazy to that you have to resign, Chad, but no one is going to miss you, correct?
I won't. God. Shelby, are you going to miss Chad Wolf?
Chad,
the guy with the gay porn star name?
Is that a Chewy?
Wolf had urged Trump to condemn the attack, which he calls tragic and sickening. This is unacceptable. These violent actions are unconscionable. I implore the president and all elected officials to strongly condemn the violence that took place.
God, I'm so surprised. I thought Chad Wolf would be someone who might want to organize something like this. Honestly.
Maybe he did. That's why he's slithering off.
DeVos, you know, DeVos resigned too. That should bother us. I mean,
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She doesn't like this. She's horrible, dude.
Well, she's profoundly unqualified and a moron, but I don't know that she was, you know, necessarily a violent maggot. I don't think most of these people were. I think they were actually clueless and thought that he could be controlled. Or it wouldn't be as bad as the dumb libs, the squealing, pearl-clutching libs thought it would be.
So Trump, basically has his children.
We don't know what's going on in that house.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. Rudy G. Does he still have Rudy?
Oh yeah, he's always got Rudy.
Chris Christie left him. No more.
Bigly. Chris Christie. I've got that story. Chris Christie said, if inciting a mob to insurrection isn't impeachable, I don't know what is.
Damn. Oh shit. This is a guy that stole a beach for a holiday weekend. He closed the bridge.
So Chris Christie,
horrifying,
really shining his moves to oiling them up.
Oh yeah,
I think to maybe
buffing.
Join 2024's clown car.
We're buffing the nipples.
He is now calling for the impeachment.
Yeah. Damn. Trump. Well, you know, fuck. I don't really know how a sane person would say we can live with this.
What, for the next 9 days?
Did you see the cops? Well,
we're
heads,
going to
the policeman's head smushed in the door.
Well, yeah.
Fuck. I mean these people have to be stopped.
I don't know why this is still under question, but now they're confirming that it was fervent Trump fans, not Antifa.
Yeah.
Despite the lies, I'm still seeing in the comment section some of the Trump vermin, you know, and on Twitter, some of the accounts that have like 8 followers and shit that are very pro Trump. Saying that it was Antifa, there's proof that it's Antifa, blah blah blah, and some of them, excuse me, are even citing that one story that has been debunked and retracted by the Washington Times.
Oh yeah,
that said there was a known Antifa. They had X number of known Antifa people that were actually doing it.
They didn't have any known Antifa, but they had known firefighters, known policemen,
sure.
Known representatives in our motherfucking government.
I read a Twitter thread from, I think it was a journalist, a parajournalist, he and his wife were at the rally taking pictures and stuff like that. They didn't enter the Capitol breached, but they were just outside. And he was saying it was like just a wide variety of maggotry, that it was everything you could expect. It was the rich yuppies who, you know, are still rubbing themselves over their 401ks. It was the toothless, the toothless
idiot,
hillbilly idiot morons.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, the religious lunatics carrying crosses and shit.
God.
That really was kind of a wide swath of the of maggotry.
But the way I understand it was these militia groups
and those
were camouflaged in there.
Yeah, and used the chaos of the morons of the guy with the horns and the and the beaver pelt or whatever, used them running around as cover while they were planting the pipe bombs and stealing laptops and shit.
Yeah, and you know, I would like to think that I would like to underestimate what these militias are capable of, but I don't think we should. I mean, they have the same kind of shit the military does and cops do, right? They have fucking automatic weapons and radios, and they can communicate.
Tasers.
Do they have coordination? Are they coordinated?
Yeah, one of the guys, one of the investigators said they found walkies with earpieces.
So there's a team of people, of a strike team embedded in those people.
There was, yeah.
And they're coordinating. Who was then? Okay, I don't want to jump into another story.
Who is
Boebert talking to, though? Was she talking to an Oath Keeper or some shit?
No, she was tweeting.
Oh, she was tweeting. Yeah, That's right.
She tweeted that Lauren Boebert is the Magatis, who was the one who ran solely on going against what Beto O'Rourke said as, hell yeah, we're coming for your guns. Oh, I mean, great. That was her poster.
Right.
Where she was from. She's some, owns some shitty restaurant or something. Yeah. And they're garbage people. Her husband was arrested for like waving his dick at underage girls or something like that. And I mean, they're just trash. They're trash. And now she's in Congress. Congratulations, Republicans. You guys are have great choice in your representatives. She was tweeting that we're holed up in the or we're bunkered in on the floor. And then she tweeted a little while later, the speaker has left the chamber.
Yeah.
And now they're wondering if that was letting the violent maggots know that, you know, she's no longer in here. Go find her somewhere else.
And if it wasn't, though, if she was just being stupid and I don't know.
Right.
Why are you a legislator? The people that live in her district fucked up. Beto O'Rourke, there's no Democrat that's going to come and get your motherfucking guns. No one's coming for your fucking guns. But you would have had a better representative.
The evidence gives lie to claims by right-wing pundits and Republican officials. Oh, great. Such as Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, our representative.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That the violence was perpetrated by left-wing Antifa thugs rather than supporters. The evidence proves that incorrect.
Hey, Matt, does Roger Stone write your fucking speeches or what's your deal?
If the reports are true, Gaetz said on the floor hours after the attack, some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. And that's when the Democrats are booing. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa.
All right. Somebody get on the horn to Antifa. Send him an email, maybe. Find out what the fuck is going on.
So people are tweeting him. Every arrest is like, oh, hey, look at this guy. This guy's got MAGA posts all over his Facebook, Matt Gaetz. This guy who was just arrested, is he secretly Antifa?
These guys, these Antifa people, they are Meryl fucking Streep. They are good at going into deep cover.
And there's they're all posting on their fucking social media, and they were live streaming and live tweeting and everything. It's a lot to go through, but
yeah,
they're gonna fucking get caught and they're getting charged. The guys that zip tie twat one and two,
right,
are both being charged with like really nasty shit, like terrorist kind of stuff or something.
Well, they should be, right?
And a lot of the rest of them are just being charged with illegal entry and stuff like that. But a lot of jobs being lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, just imagine, you know, you're working with someone in an office setting in a cube form, and your cube partner just happened to go to D.C. to try to overthrow the government in which you live.
Yes.
I might have a problem.
We do have Oh, this is a shocker. Trump's approval rating has hit an all-time low.
But the country that you're trying to coup doesn't, they don't even want you, motherfucker. But
it's still 33%.
Oh, my Christ.
There's
Come
still
on.
33% of these people that were, I'm not going to say the scumbags that were interviewed because it includes all the good people. 33% are scumbags of those that were interviewed. Still approve of Donald Trump.
Well, wait, is there any margin for error? Like they fucked up the phone? Was there a phone survey? Well,
not a 33% margin.
Clicked on something wrong? Then that makes no sense. Then what?
Quinnipiac University poll, 56% place responsibility on the president.
Yeah.
52% believe he should be removed from office as a result. 53-43 think he should resign.
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
74% of voters believe that democracy in the United States is under threat. Well,
a threat. Yeah,
where are those other 26%?
And it's not under. We're under attack. That's what it seems like.
60% of voters say Trump is actively undermining democracy, but in that vertical, 95% of Democrats say Trump is actively undermining democracy. 64% of independents.
Yeah. The 5% that they don't think so.
Well, here's the scary part. 73% of identifying Republicans believe Trump is protecting democracy.
Oh, wow.
See, they still believe it.
So of Republicans,
nothing's happened after the riots to change their minds about the fraud. That's the thing is, they might say, oh, that was wrong and that was bad. And it was probably Antifa anyway. But that doesn't stop the fraud that Joe Biden personally committed.
But what about
Obama?
Yeah.
I saw Obama stuffing ballots myself. I'm gonna do an affidavit and give it to Sidney Powell.
Well, if I was talking to that maggot, I would say, here, listen, I want you to take this Xanax. And then I'm going to tell you something. They went to a bunch of, you know, they presented the evidence that they had to a bunch of different courts. Well,
who presented the evidence?
Rudy Giuliani.
Mainstream media?
Please go into the woods and live there, please. Please. That's what you have to beg these people to live in the woods.
Tying his current all-time low, Trump now has a 33% to 60% approval rating.
I mean, in light of what the guy's been doing, that's amazing. What a dumb country we have.
Despite reports that Trump has been, quote, unstable since the mob attack, voters are divided on the state of his mental health. 45% believe he is mentally unstable. 48% say he is not.
Okay.
Well, I think I would have to think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Mary Trump was asked that question.
Yeah.
His niece, who wrote that awesome book.
Right. Oh, I've read. Listen.
That sold more in a week than The Art of the Deal has sold in 30 years.
Oh, shit.
I remember that when that stat came out, it was like, ha, 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 ha.
And his niece wrote a book.
But she said she doesn't, and she's a mental health professional. She's like a doctorate of psychology. And she said that he's no more mentally ill than he always has been. Like, let's not forget that.
Right,
he's always
been
a malignant narcissist and always had these issues.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. So she says, to label this like some break diminishes his actual responsibility.
Right.
This is she predicted it.
Yeah.
She predicted it. A bunch of people predicted it. And there, everybody's crazy. Ah, you're nuts.
Is it because he can't lose?
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
But also, a significant number of Republicans jockeying to cup his balls at
right.
one point
the
or
enablers.
Another. Yeah.
The fucking enablers. I mean, this party, that you guys, if there are any Republicans listening, you could have stood up to him a long time ago and prevented this shit. Prevented all those COVID deaths, you know, maybe.
The polling analyst Tim Malloy over at Quinnipiac said pick them up and lock them up are the Americans' thoughts on the storming of the Capitol. There is no ambivalence on how to treat the mobs that breached the Capitol. So
yeah.
The maggots aren't even suggesting that these people should be let off the hook.
Yeah. You know, do you think DeVos and Eric
Prince?
Chad Fox. Did they resign so they didn't have to vote?
Chad Wolf.
Chad Fox is an actor. You can see him in a bunch of episodes of weird fucking shit on cable. So, Chad Wolf.
If you're listening, we're sorry, Chad.
Yeah, he's not.
Although you got to mention, he's probably thrilled.
Yeah, yeah. We just helped your IMDb star meter. But do you think they resigned so they didn't have to vote on the 25th Amendment?
That's probably a calculus.
Not because of any good reason to help.
Well, to save their ass.
Yes.
Is that a good reason?
Yeah, I mean,
to save their own ass and to not have to be put in the position of voting on the 25th. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Maybe they give a fuck.
Maybe they were upset. I mean, you know, these people are scoundrels and crooks. I don't think they're murdered. Most of them. I don't think Betsy DeVos is a murderer.
And in DeVos's world, where she has 12 million votes, she really want the country to change that much? Yeah,
right, right.
She likes it.
81% of voters believe extremism is a big issue in the United States. 91% say the pro-Trump mob should be held accountable.
Yeah, man.
But they're split on when it comes to labeling the attack.
Okay.
47% of voters consider it a coup, while 43% do not, and 10% are unsure.
What was the... I mean, we don't know what their point was.
A riot.
Yeah.
But a coup would suggest that there was more planning behind it.
Well, it sounds like there was.
Well, I have no doubt there was more planning behind it than that's going to come out.
Okay, so like, do you think that the Oath Keepers or the militia guys that were hidden inside the wackos, not literally inside, but like, did they have comms, like little earpieces where they're talking to each other, like the Boogaloo Boys might? And say, hey, we're going up the stairs of the Capitol on the east side. We're going to breach this.
No, I think the individual groups did. I don't know that there was, you know, a unifying.
Coordinated.
Yeah, maybe, but.
Fuckos, man.
I'm just looking at all these crazy headlines. Lawmakers have been receiving threats, of course.
Yay. Oh, shit.
Over the impeachment plans. One top Democrat shared some of the threats that he's received. Congressman David Cicilline has been one of the leading Democrats pushing to introduce articles of impeachment against Trump. As a result, he's received some serious threats. According to CNN, he shared them with law enforcement. Here's... what some of them, oh my God, have to say. I think we can get audio here if I can find this link.
God, do we need to reinforce the fencing here and the security of this domicile? I tell you.
Hopefully, they don't remember that we had a Phil Ayer sign up for the whole election,
no shit, man.
God damn it! I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking maggots, man.
It says you can listen above at, right. Here we go.
Cicilline.
This is on CNN. And I might have to.
Hi.
Yeah, I figured we'd have to deal with a stupid ad.
A Democratic congressman who is leading the push to impeach President Trump is getting frightening and hateful threats left on his office's voicemail. Representative David Cicilline has shared the threats with law enforcement, and I just want to play just some of them now. I need to warn you, they are graphic and very disturbing.
Jeez. You poke the f-ing bear this time, you little f-ing.
You poke... I'll erase the censors for you. You poke the fucking bear this time, you little bitch.
Jesus. Holy
bear God. This time, you little you poke the bear. You understand what I'm saying? You got 80 million people.
80 fucking million people
coming after you, you commie little
You commie little fucks. You've got 80 million people. Oh, well, that went up. Coming after you, little fucks.
Why are you leaving a violent call but then fudging the fucking numbers?
You commie little fucks.
If you impeach him, civil war is on, buddy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Buddy.
If you impeach him, civil war. It's probably some 78-year-old asshole with a cannula in his nose.
Yeah.
Civil war is coming.
I don't understand. I mean, a lot of these maggots, you're in a world where, I mean, at least right now, I don't know. They had their little wet dream nutball president for 4 years. And he's done nothing but fuck the country up. Haven't they had enough too?
Who?
I mean, the maggots.
They want him for four more. They want him for the rest of their lives.
Trump stays. I will make a prediction. None of us are getting vaccinated properly, or most of us won't. The vaccine thing ain't happening the way it should be if Trump stays.
Let me turn my mic back on. If Trump stays, Democrats won't get the vaccine. He won't allow it.
Oh, you think there's going to be...
If you registered as a Democrat, you're last in line. Because he's like, he wanted to hold back the vaccine from New York and from California, remember? He wanted
crazy.
To be able to punish these evil states that didn't vote for him.
I mean, these fucking lawmakers, this goddamn Senate that didn't impeach his ass over that Ukraine call, they are crazy. Why didn't they think, oh my God, this is an opportunity for us to get a hold of this monster and get him out of here. And then maybe we could continue our shitty Republican way of fucking life. Mike Pence gets elected. We can continue to pass these horrendous tax cuts. We can have all our boats and shit.
Yeah.
No, you let the fucking lunatic stay.
Bat shit crazy.
It's messed up.
North Idaho is trending, and the reason is,
oh God.
It says a North Idaho internet provider sent this email out to customers. Dear customers, it's come to our attention that Twitter and Facebook are engaged in censorship of our customers and information. We have the past couple of days been fielding calls from customers voicing their concern that they do not want these sites allowed to be displayed on their internet feed to them, and they don't want their children to go to these sites. They could do this themselves, but some do not have the technical knowledge to do so, and it would be very tiresome for us to do it for them. It would be expensive to visit each customer that wants this done. There are too many people that have called for us to do one at a time. So we will be blocking these two and any other website that may also be censoring, whether it be through their algorithm they use or any other means. So they're going to get rid of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube for everyone in their shit little fuck Northern Idaho area.
Oh, my God. So what? Well, okay. Well, what if they want to watch a video?
So we have a solution.
Okay.
If you or your family would still like to be able to connect to Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, Jesus. This is the insanity, right?
Please let us know, and we will add you to the allowed list.
Oh.
to be able to not be blocked from going to these sites, and the ones that do want to be blocked will have to do nothing. They will just show up.
Okay. Wow.
Our company does not believe a website or social networking site has the authority to censor what you see and post and hide information from you. Blah, blah, blah.
But if it's...
We take not stand. So, God, which side are these guys on? We take not stand, whether Democrat or Republican or any other political affiliate, just a moral high ground.
Oh, yes. High. And not the good way. Do you take not stand?
Your T1 Wi-Fi, that's the name of the company, does not condone violence of any kind. Any customer in sight? Any customer, IN, next word, sighting, SIGHTING.
Oh, you were so close on that one. I'll tell you what, I
next
take not stand.
Customer
though.
In sighting.
Yes.
Will be
I take,
terminated.
Yes.
read our acceptable use policy. We also don't condone what Google, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, and Apple are doing either to Parler.
Right. To Parler.
By trying to strong arm them into submission.
Ooh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Actually looks like they're trying to exterminate the competition is what it looks like.
You know, I'm going to take not stand with something there. The Amazon decided to take not stand with Parler because Parler wasn't complying to their terms of service or their community standards or some shit like that.
They weren't moderating and allowing people like Lynn Wood to say, they're in the Capitol. Mike Pence hangs first.
Right. And so they took not stand to take Parler off their fucking servers that they own. That's their private business, right? An Amazon server. They can choose to not do business with you, right?
Well, yeah, they would rather not have people on their service asking for the vice president to be hanged.
I mean, we people that live in this country and stuff shouldn't want the country burnt to the ground.
So I'm sure this Idaho internet provider will be getting some shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking weird if you have to interact with people that are part of an insurrection, that were part of that insurrection. It must be odd. Well, you're part of a violent mob that wanted to overthrow the country? Okay.
Marine One trending.
Oh, maybe it's getting a paint job. I don't like the color.
I don't know why it's trending.
Yeah.
Oh, people are joking now. Trump can't tweet, so he's moved on to Marine One. And now there's pictures of Marine One in the air, and there's like smoke trails behind it.
He's losing his shit.
One says, "Surrender, Mike." Another one says, "You're a poopy head."
Oh, that's
people
how
are
tweeting.
Photoshopping. Yeah,
he's tweeting by skywriting. No, that's fair.
This shows a picture of Marine One. It says Donald Trump hovering over Mike Pence's house in Marine One like a hurt ex-boyfriend.
Your supporters wanted to hang your vice president, but he's your vice president. I mean, he's on your team. If anybody is on your team, Trump, it's that fucking guy. I mean, when you're talking and he's there, he looks at you like those eyes. The eyes he makes at Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, probably not anymore, but yeah.
He was in fucking love with you, and look what you let happen.
Meanwhile, there was something at the State Department, like, website, they think was either hacked or a disgruntled employee. Somebody posted that Trump ended his term as of today at 7:40 p.m.
Oh, shit. Did he? I mean, he didn't.
But now all kinds of, you know, conspiracy theories, because there really is a helicopter like hovering over Mike Pence's house and shit. Or
that's
was.
Strange.
Very strange.
Marine One is hovering over there.
Who had State Department website says Trump's term is over while Marine One is above Pence's house just hours after Pelosi demanded Trump resign on their 2021 Jeez. Batshittery bingo card.
I mean, is Marine One there in case they have to, I don't know, evacuate him or something?
Well, Marine One is Trump's.
Oh.
Yeah, somewhere on the State Department website, it says Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Donald J. Trump's term ended at 1/11/21/1940.
So he resigned, and Marine One is about to pick up Pence, bring him to the White House, swear him in.
I don't know about that, but it says very noisy helicopters flying around the vice president's residence. What is going on? Is
yeah.
Another...
I mean, that's weird. Well, maybe they can't find a parking place for the helicopter or something.
Here's one with Marine One trailing a one of those airplane signs. It says,
yeah.
I want my Twitter back.
I'm sorry, Trump. I think he lost TikTok too, right? And Instagram. Very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Very sad.
There was a picture of him knocking on a door. He's like, Baron, can I just use your login?
You know, now that, hey, Trump, this is an opportunity. Now that you don't have Twitter to fuck with all day, you could look into some stuff that's going on with the coronavirus. You know, I mean, he's got time now.
Meanwhile, I guess it's not technically designated. Like, Air Force One is that plane, but Marine One is designated any of those big helicopters that Trump is actually in.
Oh, okay.
Is called Marine One at the time. So it's whatever helicopters hovering near Pence's might not be Marine One, unless Trump's fat ass is in it. Like, I don't know, mooning him or peeing out the window on Mike's house.
Are they kidnapping
him? I'm going to try to hit Marlin. I'm going to try to hit Marlin's cage. Psst.
Jesus.
Or Trump said, go fly a helicopter over his cows to irritate him.
Go fuck with it.
I mean, that honestly, I would probably be the more likely explanation. Just the petty, vindictive cunnery of Trump.
I mean, maybe I hate to be one of these people that says, oh, that's a distraction. Maybe this is a distraction. You get Marine One trending. Meanwhile, he's going to do something really shitty. Or there's somebody's getting pardoned. Like Kyle Rittenhouse is going to get a pardon.
Oh, well, that's going to happen. We'll keep you informed if anything happens in the next hour or so.
That's right.
About with this Marine Run shit going on.
And we'll also keep you informed on Facebook.com/crabdiving and Twitter.
Also in the news. God
yes. So much to choose from.
This is Alex Jones.
Oh, okay.
Who,
is he calling for Trump to resign?
At one point,
he broke all that. We know that.
At one point, was proudly proclaiming that the White House had asked him to organize the march from the wherever the fuck they were over to the Capitol.
Yes.
Or lead the march.
Right, right.
I don't know that he's doing that much anymore. Yeah. But Alex has never been into QAnon. Amazingly. I mean, of all... He's into Chimera.
Yeah.
And chemtrails and shit like that. But for some reason...
Well...
QAnon, probably because he didn't start it or whatever. He doesn't like it. He's not making money off of it.
And also, you said a while back that Jones used to not be so Jesus-y, and he has kind of become a little bit more Jesus-y. Yeah. So maybe he didn't have room for another like weird spirituality thing. I don't know.
But he's not a fan, and here is some guy calling into the show.
Ooh.
And with QAnon stuff, and Alex loses his mind.
God.
He broke all that. We know that. I'm saying Q tells us stuff in all of its lies, is what I'm saying.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying. Because you're full of shit. That's why. Because every goddamn thing out of you people's mouths doesn't come true. And it's always, oh, there's energy. And, oh, now we're done with Trump. You said he was the Messiah. You said he was in.
You got to see the visual of this. I mean, this is. Alex is somebody needs to tell him to lay off the meat too, but he's very angry.
Because you're lying, because you're full of shit. That's why, because every goddamn thing out of you people's mouths doesn't come true. And it's always, oh, there's energy, and oh, now we're done with Trump. You said he was the Messiah. You said he was invincible. You said it was all over. They were all going to Gitmo. Now, oh, he's part of a larger thing of Q. I will not suffer your Q people after this. I knew what you were day one, and I know what you are now, and I'm sick of it.
I agree with you, Alex. I agree with you. It is crazy.
You Q people. Alex Jones will not suffer the Q people.
Yeah. But Alex, if you're gonna not suffer the Q people, then you have to not suffer the Jesus people. Because they're both equal fucking myths, dude.
I will not suffer your Q people after this. I knew what you were day one, and I know what you are now, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all these witches and warlocks and pumpkin possums and everything.
He even made himself laugh with that one.
Pumpkin possums?
Pumpkin possums.
Popsums. Wow.
Possums and everything. Oh, God.
I think that's a Pokemon character.
Bye bye, Q. I can't talk to you anymore. Jesus, Lord help me. Oh.
There you go.
Damn.
Alex Jones cannot endure Q people anymore.
You know why I think he's not a Q guy? Because, you know, when Trump has to answer shit about QAnon, it's like he doesn't want to embrace it, but he doesn't want to piss him off. So Alex probably thinks it would be easier to achieve this goal of world fucking domination if Q didn't exist? Maybe.
I guess. I mean,
or maybe he's jealous of it. I mean, that's some fucking Greek theater, though, for sure, man.
But the Q-tards are still, I know that we're not supposed to use that term, but the Q-loons are still swearing
that
this is all part of the plan, that they're all, the deep staters are exposing themselves, and that all of these, all of the military presence that is now appearing in Washington has nothing to do with the fact of the attempted coup the other day.
Yeah.
No. This is secretly the guys that are gonna wait for Biden to show up. And they're gonna clamp him in irons. Obama's gonna be there too. They're gonna arrest him and Hillary.
What?
And Pence. You see, Pence said he's going to the inauguration.
Yeah. Why are we having an inauguration? Explain that one.
Yeah, I'm still
stupid.
I'm still not sure that's really.
Joe Biden should not be outside.
Kind of a sane idea, yeah.
Joe Biden should be somewhere in a secure location with people guarding his ass. Everybody in that government, Kamala should not be at an.
Kamala?
Damn it! Fuck! Should not be at an event that people can go to.
Yeah, right.
I mean, look what just happened. We're not that country right now. We're not a country where you can go anywhere like the movies or an inauguration because there's Corona and there's also maggots.
Yeah. Speaking of Corona,
yes.
Mom and her kid are called out by a grieving woman. They're anti-maskers.
Jesus.
You freaking bitch! You self-absorbed piece of shit!
I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And your mother should be teaching you better!
So the mother and the kid are out telling people you're not, the mother has brainwashed your child and now the child is the one, the child's answering this woman. This mother is keeping her mouth shut. This vermin is keeping her mouth shut while her, I don't know, 10-year-old daughter, it looks like,
yeah,
is answering this other woman who is full of grief because apparently she had someone die of the COVID.
Right.
And she's screaming that you're a piece of shit. And then the girl says, I'm just a kid.
Well, we're going to have more of this.
I'm just a kid.
Yeah. And your mother should be teaching you better.
She does teach me well.
And my son is a bad father because people can't wear goddamn masks.
People are still getting...
I don't have a father because people won't wear goddamn masks.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know...
And the girl looks terrified. Great job, Mom. Good job, Mom. Stand up for yourselves there. You guys are so fucking impressive.
I mean, this country, man, you know, I can't imagine that we're not going to have more of that.
Oh, yeah. But well, and wait until Biden says mask mandate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to lose their minds.
I heard some dude on the person on the NPR talking about how the pandemic has exacerbated our race problem here in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that's a shock.
I think.
Yeah. The pandemic makes everything worse. You think because, I mean, this is what I don't understand. Things are bad right now. We all need to pull together and get everybody vaccinated. That's what needs to happen. What doesn't need to happen is this insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just stop?
Because freedom.
Oh, my God.
On, but a woman was removed from a flight in America. The DC people that are now in the no fly.
No, that is effective.
You gotta listen to this one. Oh, here's a guy getting arrested.
Okay.
Like a black, you treat me like a black person.
You're treating me like a fucking black person as he's being wrestled to the ground.
I'm sorry, person.
So that's how they roll.
You know what, man? And I'm sorry, but if you're a terrorist, you get put on the no fucking fly list. How is this news?
Here's a Walmart in North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm wondering why she asked me to leave the property. Is it because I'm white? It's because I'm white.
Is she not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
You got not wearing a mask at Walmart.
I want to know why she asked me to leave the property. Because I'm white. Because I'm white. You used to put on a mask. Well, you don't. Who's president? In my, I don't know what county you are, but in my county, my sheriff said it's an unlawful mandate. My sheriff said. Okay.
I don't know what county this is, but my county. My county. My sheriff said it's an unlawful mandate. Well, your sheriff should be arrested.
And these poor people at Walmart have to fucking deal with you, and you're exposing them to the fucking virus.
And if you don't know what county you're in, what if you're not in your same county? Then your sheriff's doesn't mean shit in this county. Fuck your sheriff.
And also, ignorance of shit doesn't mean it's...
Right.
County, my sheriff said it's an unlawful mandate. My sheriff said
it. Okay. I don't work for Darren. I work for county.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, this is...
Oh, so this guy said, I don't work for that sheriff. I work for the police. I'm telling you, this is Walmart's property, and they make the rules.
You're not even wearing your mask, right?
Sir, if you want to get to that...
No, I'm asking you. It's because I'm white. Come here, white. It's because I'm white.
Okay, this is... I'll put it down. I'll walk back out here.
But this is...
So it's all because the manager asked him to leave as black. So of course it's racism.
Yes. Hey, did you hear that one guy? It was like, it's not because you're white.
Yeah.
The dry motherfucker.
It's funny. God, the victimhood of these babies.
Disgusting.
Is profound.
It's a war on white people. Because our society is becoming more inclusive. Yeah. Do you think? Is that it?
Yes. I mean, I think it's a good thing that society is becoming more inclusive. Yeah, yeah.
But why don't they think it's a good thing?
Because they feel... We've talked about this before. They think there's only so much fairness allowed in the world.
Like there's a fairness pumpkin pie?
Yes. And they want... all of the fairness, and it ain't fair when you take away some of their fairness to make it fair for others.
Okay, this is easy to fix for them. Think of it as the pumpkin pie.
You said think.
No.
You're doomed.
No, but listen. Think of the pumpkin pie at Golden Corral. If you run out of pumpkin pie at Golden Corral, what happens?
They always have more in the bag.
There's
a pumpkin pie fountain.
But you don't have to worry about running out of pumpkin pie because there's plenty. Think about like people's rights are like Golden Corral. And you're fine. You're fine.
USA! USA! USA!
This is a flight. They're doing this on flight. And now, that's why a lot of the airlines are getting together and putting these fuckers on no-fly lists. So if you do this shit on a flight, you will be put on a no-fly list, and you ain't getting back on that airline, Bobby.
And also, all that COVID that comes out, like, the air bubbles that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, wrapped in stupid.
When you're chanting or yelling, it's more shit. It's...
USA! USA! USA!
Did you hear other people saying, shut up?
Please shut up!
USA!
4.5-hour flight up to Phoenix. We'll pop up this plane down in the middle of Kansas and dump people off. I don't care. We will do that if that's what it takes.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the pilot. We got 4.5 hours left. I will put this plane down in Kansas and dump people off.
Dude, I don't even like, you mean, I've been on flights before. This is the way I like to fly. I like to get on the plane. I don't want anything to happen. I don't want anything weird to happen. I don't like to see people getting upset. I don't like anything happening that's not about getting the plane into the fucking airport that you're going to, that it turning into a giant ball of flaming shit. And when people with these, I can't imagine being on a plane with a bunch of maggots getting mad. That is terrifying. Ugh. Don't do anything to distract. That pilot has to come on there and tell you to shut the fuck up. He should be flying.
This is a former Miss Universe being chased
uh-oh.
By a MAGA terrorists.
Ugh.
As the riots unfolded, she's a woman of color.
My grandmother's 75 with diabetes, and she beat COVID, but here you are running around with a mask on. I'm like 33.
It's okay if she videotapes.
Videotape me. I don't care. Hey, I'll give you a hint. My grandmother beat COVID.
Oh, God.
God. What an asshole.
They're harassing her because she's wearing a mask. That's it.
Dude, I get that. I totally get that. I go into any kind of store with a mask on, like this fucking down the street, that fucking Circle K. People look at you like you're out of your fucking mind. I guarantee you, if you put a mask on, walk in that Circle K, you're going to be the only one with a fucking mask on. It's crazy. People are stupid.
Here's one on, here's being removed from the flight. Another, a girl who broke into the Capitol building learns she is now on the no-fly list.
No, fuck
bathe
yourself
in these tears.
This is the lady who was seen in another video comforting the crying toddler guy who was kicked off a flight.
Freedom of speech.
They're all on the no-fly list for being radical white terrorists.
This is great.
I love it. And you know,
shame these motherfuckers.
This is the backlash, and I think the backlash is really starting. I think we're gonna see like businesses that are maggots owned by maggots to support Trump. You're gonna see a backlash against that. I guarantee you these people in the White House aren't going to find jobs, especially after this shit today.
I think this is an older one.
Get back on your highway to hell and get out of a godly man's face.
No, I will. By your very blind ignorance, you don't have the ability to even come up with your own fucking ideas.
This is Walmart. He's being escorted out of Walmart.
Oh my God.
Because he
man.
Won't wear a mask.
Cut these people that are working retail now, especially, man, a fucking break.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out in this fucking pandemic. I don't know what the positivity rate is where you're at, but here it's 38 fucking percent. Nobody should be out in this.
We have, what is this? God.
Why is Walmart
the office?
He's not going to get from Nashville.
Are you most nervous about when Biden comes into office?
He's not going to get in office. But if he did, he'd turn our country. We wouldn't have nothing. You couldn't have nothing if they got in there. That turned into a communist socialistic country overnight. I mean, overnight. He's never going to serve anyway if he was to get it. Camouflage Harris will be your president because he's going to resign. He said it on TV this morning. I heard him. He was going to come up with some kind of sickness that he couldn't serve when he'd resign, and then she'd be the president. That's why it's ready to get Hillary Rodham, crooked ass Clinton in there. That's why.
Jesus, three names, all three names. Hey,
so he thinks that somehow they're going to Biden's going to resign, Kamala Harris will be president, she'll appoint Hillary as her vice president, and then she'll step down. And there you go. Hillary gets the White House.
Somebody buy Vlad Putin a drink because he did this. He successfully did this, right? He got people to think Hillary Clinton was going to come for you even after all this shit. I mean, is that what this person did? They just listened to all the disinformation at OAN and all this other bullshit. Oh, God. This is just so dumb, man.
But this is what every single one of you. But this is what they do to us. This is what they kick me off the plane. They call me a fucking terrorist, and they want to fucking ruin my life.
They took me off the plane and they put me on the no-fly list all because I violently broke into the Capitol and threatened the life of Speaker Pelosi. And
you were part of the people that rushed the Capitol. What world do you live in? You are a terrorist. You're a domestic fucking terrorist, wacko. Congratulations. By the way, there's going to be all kinds of shit. He can't get on a plane. Is that why he's sad?
He's on the no-fly list.
Oh,
he can't get
God.
On any planes ever.
Is there any way they can get on a plane to fly the fuck out of here? I mean, Jesus.
I don't know what this is.
I mean, their lives are going to be different, right?
Oh, here, this is one of the maggots filming themselves at the insurrection.
Oh.
And totally nonviolent. Tell Pelosi we're coming for that bitch. It was just recorded. Tell fucking Pelosi we are coming for her.
Wrong. You don't want none, I guess.
Fucking treasonous cunts, we're coming for you.
That is MAGA right there. That's
yeah, I'm putting this
We're coming for all of you.
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm ready, bro.
Boys, we're pushing through.
Oh, I'm playing. I've been too many riots. I've been so many riots. You can't come out here without
last breath or last bullet. What's it going to be?
They're armed.
100,000 of us. Don't tell me that shit. Fuck you, you little pussy.
She's charming, isn't she?
You know, man, this is some crazy shit. In this country, we have allowed this fucking president that used to run Miss Universe and did the fucking Apprentice to incite a coup to help plan and then incite a riot of armed people going into our capital and threatening to kill the lawmakers. When are we going to wake up and impeach him? I mean, for our self-preservation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a crazy thing. It's our existence.
Meanwhile, man. In Australia, they're rounding people up for organizing anti-mask events. They're arresting them.
Wow, I mean, are they
the organizers?
Are they serious about mental health in general there? Or, geez, not here.
This is two anti-masker women being arrested at the airport, refusing to. They had to be dragged off the plane, and now they're flopping down on the ground and causing the officers to carry them. And now, oh, it hurts! You're twisting my arm.
We are behaving so shittily, man. I mean, just from
but
like,
we're not.
Well, no, we aren't. But like a lot of people from like going into a store without a mask, all the way to trying to hang Mike Pence. I mean, this is a poorly behaved fucking country.
Now, I'm assuming these guys have or will soon be arrested because this is after these two idiots are filming themselves after they got in.
Okay.
We made it in because that's our house.
Yes.
We just want them to do the right thing. That's all we're asking. And as long as they're going to do unjust, unrighteous things, yes, we're going to continue to stand for righteousness. Yes. We're going to stand against this evil and these dark forces in heavenly realms until God of Jesus Christ comes down and saves this nation. You understand what I'm saying?
With bullets, God's going to save this nation. You understand? We just want them to do what's right, which is what we want.
Have we? I don't know. I mean, we do have these people are radicalized. I mean, that's it.
How is this different from Al Qaeda?
It is not different. I mean, also, I don't remember.
This is the Jesus wing of
I don't remember Al Qaeda invading the fucking Capitol.
Susie Collins, very concerned as usual.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shit, yes.
Senator Collins from Maine said that when she first heard what was going on, she thought it was Iran. She thought the Iranians were following through on their pledge to avenge Soleimani.
No, it's your party.
Yeah.
It's your party. It's some of your constituents down there doing that.
Of Jesus Christ comes down and saves this nation. You understand what I'm saying? Even the police, very courteous to us.
Even the police are very courteous to us.
except for that one. So we hit him with a fire extinguisher and killed him because he weren't being nice and being all Christian.
I mean, you know, what if, I don't know, what if they killed a bunch of legislators?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I mean, what if they had done that?
Your mouth to God's ear.
Even the police, you know, were very courteous to us. We won't got past them.
Really?
Yeah.
So no, no.
Not much of a fight at the door.
No, they, I mean, they've been defeated.
Yeah, well, I got there, they've been defeated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys?
Jesus.
And that then says, impeach Trump, bring these terrorists to justice.
The reporter said, wow, and I agree. Wow. Holy fuck. I mean, the sound, just the ambient noise.
We made it in. He's beaming. We made it in. Police were real nice to us.
That's kind of a confession, isn't it? We made it in, guys.
Yeah. Yep. Here's another one. I mean, this is demoralizing.
Well, the next step should go to the House and the Senate, if I'm not mistaken. And Biden's not going to do jack shit because Biden's not getting in office.
So what's the next step after the Supreme Court?
Well, the next step should go to the House and the Senate, if I'm not mistaken, and the House and the Senate have to vote along party lines, which basically means that we have 30 states that are Republican and like 19.
This is a celebrity, a major celebrity.
Who is?
This is Bison Head guy.
Oh, okay.
Being interviewed before
they
stormed the Capitol. Yes. He's carrying a spear with a sign that says Q sent me.
A spear? Like?
Yeah, a spear.
A spear
means that we have 30 states that are Republican and like 19 states that are Democrats, so we won the election.
So the House and the Senate are going to put Trump back in office?
I believe so, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's technically the way the Constitution works. That's the way this whole process is supposed to work.
That's the way this process is supposed to work,
says the man with the red, white, and blue face and a bison hat on his head and no shirt.
I mean, you know, Jamiroquai just sent you a thank you note. the whole thing about Jamiroquai trending because he looks like... He's in a
JK from Jamiroquai. The band is Jamiroquai.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Done.
Everything. She's so classy.
Why is Melania? The question is, why is Melania Trump the best first lady?
Oh, well.
What's your favorite thing that the first lady has done?
Everything. She's so classy. You know, you can watch her on TV. I mean, people make fun of her and everything, and she never says anything bad about anybody. Everything's always, you know, good. I mean, she's brilliant. She speaks several different languages fluently, you know.
Is that not true?
I mean, she's just classy, you know.
Yeah, she is a classy woman. But what is your favorite thing that she's done for our country?
Let's see. She's done so much. I couldn't put just in one thing. I mean, she's done so much. You name it, she's done it. But, you know, I can't just name one thing because that would be not doing her justice.
You can't name one thing. You can't even remember Be Best.
Yeah, you talked your way out of many book reports. So stupid. You know, I can't just name one thing because that would be not doing her justice.
Well, she's at the
she's done many things. Ugh. What has she not done?
Like, what's an example?
What is an example that she... I mean, you were to see her... you see how she interacts with kids, goes to schools. I mean, she does so much.
There you go.
Jesus. I mean, did she make it in? Do we know? Or is she just outside?
I doubt it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Did
they catch parkour guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe they did. He kind of outed himself and he says the dumbest thing he's ever done. I didn't do nothing. I just went in. I followed the crowd. He kind of claimed he was being pushed and somehow got swept up into it.
You're like Spider-Man. You climbed in there, fucker.
Unbelievable.
I really can't believe the Capitol got breached. That's crazy.
It's a big shocker.
It really is. I mean, what a fragile fucking democracy we have.
we played this one. Really,
yes.
Where he's crying. They're trying to ruin my life.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to ruin my life.
I'm sorry. You can either fly domestically or internet, whatever the fuck, or you can be a domestic motherfucking terrorist, right?
Here is, I don't even know about this. White student goes off on white teacher about the Blue Lives Matter flag.
Oh, shit.
Look at this.
But as a teacher, you're here to educate students, and putting up a fucking political flag that some people might get offended by, that is not responsible of you as a teacher.
Okay. Okay. Wow. It is only Monday. It is only.
Oh, man.
Is that a classmate?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Oh, I'm disappointed. This should have gone on. I want to see what that teacher says to her.
Well, I can't.
I would be pissed, too. You walk into a schoolroom and there's a fucking Blue Lives Matter shirt or hate flag.
Absolutely. If I found out my kid was at a school and the teacher had a Blue Lives Matter thing, I would have lots of questions. Number one, how do you teach?
Yeah.
What's your, are you coming from the, do you believe in QAnon or, I don't know.
I love every single one of you, but this is what they do to us. They kicked me off the plane. They called me a fucking terrorist, and they want to fucking ruin my life.
Howdy, parlor. Thank you for the messages. I'm fine. You know, I just want to say that this country's just really lost its way. You know, it's getting to be where a guy can't even storm the Capitol anymore without being labeled a terrorist.
This is funny.
Obviously. <It's good. laughs> A spoof.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
So, I mean, these are endless.
Yeah.
Between the anti-maskers and the absolute morons at the MAGA rally, it's just exhausting.
Well, man, I mean, you know, I never thought that would have happened, and I don't know. I mean, these guys. I mean, you just have to assume if you have Trump supporters in your life, you gotta side eye them a little bit. I'm sorry, not to be an asshole, but Jesus fucking Christ, that is a violent bunch of fucking people.
Here is a reporter from Denmark at the rally.
Oh, geez,
being
man.
Harassed by a maggot.
Oh, go back to Denmark, dude. I mean, I would.
Tid her over de tager, I kan så nu gasmasker. Det forlyder, at de måske vil forsøge at rydde pladsen her om lidt. Sorry, sir. I'm trying to do my job.
Well, I'm doing my job, too. You know what part of my job is? Getting in your face. That's part of my job.
Okay, som I kan fornemme, så er stemningen meget ubehagelig her. Og det begynder at angribe os nu. Please calm down. Please calm down. Please calm down.
Look at you. Biden, huh? Biden supporters and everything, this is what you're going to get. Not going to happen. Going to have problems. Coming in the shot. Whoa! Is that the mic, man? Careful. Boom, man. Out of the shot. Watch yourself. Careful. Oh, there's your...
Now she and her cameraman pack up and start leaving.
No shit, man. I America is not a great place to be in that capital. And that guy, who's protecting those people? I mean, because they shouldn't be harassed. That's not fair. Who are the cops?
I guess I've got one more. Why the hell not?
Yes.
Hey!
Why you hitting a woman, huh?
What are you fucking?
She really? She breathes on.
Hey, really?
Oh, this is a.
This guy hit a woman. Stop!
He's
hey, you motherfucker!
He
hit a woman.
Which he didn't. She rammed him with her cart.
Is this an anti-mask
yeah,
event?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. She look at how much COVID's out there.
No more masks. 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 No more.
This Century City Mall in Century City, California.
In L.A.?
Yes.
Dude, the news out of L.A. is apocalyptic. It's horrible.
But no more masks, no more masks.
Those people have to be arrested or
contained. Who the fuck knows what you're not even wearing it right? You're not even wearing it right. You're not even wearing it right. Hey, you're not wearing it right. Get a picture. Let's call corporate. You're not wearing it right.
I tell you what, this pandemic, we're all stuck inside, and, you know, we're both lucky enough to work at home. But damn, I really don't want to be out in this.
In the 1940s, would you ask black people to leave the mall? What the hell does that mean?
They're equating their anti-mask thing with racism. You are insane, dude. You are crazy. I mean, shit. See, do you want to be out in this America? Is this the America you want to be out in?
No.
You know, especially in this area. There are so many of these fucking people.
Yeah.
No thanks. Fuck off.
Thank you, Lynette, for sending us. I saw the story. I was just going to read it, actually. The bison head guy.
Yeah.
Won't eat.
Oh, okay.
In detention.
Right.
Because they won't give him all organic food. He is a shaman, after all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Don't forget.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Can you imagine? You dumb fuck. Why did you not think you were going to end up in fucking jail, bison face?
Footage in Austin, Texas, of the U.S. Army quietly moving armored vehicles with 50 caliber machine guns toward the Austin Capitol building in case of need over the next few weeks.
I mean, I'm not trying to. How do we know these boogaloos or these the Proud Boys are not in the ranks of the National Guard? Does that just not happen?
Well, some of them are.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, those reports are saying that there were. And there were Capitol Police who said that there were maggots flashing their badges to try to get in.
Yeah. Cops.
Yeah. Like, it was okay for them to go through. Because, hey, I got my badge here. Don't worry.
I feel like, and I'm not trying to be critical, but I feel like America... The Yelp rating is we've dropped a star, maybe two stars, maybe all the stars.
I think they probably closed our comments because
they closed our comments
because things are going really poorly.
God, Trump must be so mad that he can't fuck around on Twitter, right?
I want to take a moment now to address the notion that we need to listen to Trump supporters who are somehow being silenced or censored. In the hour before the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, President Trump told his supporters, quote, make your voices heard. Let me show you some of the, quote, very special people he wants us to hear.
So anyway, Allison Camerota is not having any of it.
I love you.
She says the problem with listening to Trump supporters today versus 4 years ago is how many of them have become delusional and untethered from reality. If you're someone who keeps falling for these lies, you have also lost your right to be heard.
Right. Absolutely.
And this is what we've been saying for 4 years.
Fuck yeah.
If I posted something like that, and this is part of the insidiousness of like Fox.
Yeah.
This both sides-ism. The other side too, I don't think Obama's domestic economic policy, or I think Obama's domestic economic policy is great and it's going to help the country.
Yeah.
The opposite of that opinion
right.
to have on your TV station is not, he's a Kenyan and his wife has a dick.
Yeah, yeah. It can't be the guy with the bison head.
Right. And that's the discourse they've had on.
Yeah, and it's this grievance thing, right? Trump's whole thing is like, they are taking shit from us. They are taking shit from us. And now he lost the election. Now they're off Parler. So they feel like, maybe these people feel like society is pushing them out of America, and this is their battle to, I don't know.
FBI agents are going door to door in D.C. asking residents for any photos or doorbell footage.
Yeah. That
they might be able to identify the suspects planting the pipe bombs.
I am afraid of someone doing huge domestic terrorism act, like a giant bomb in D.C. or something, man.
All right.
I tell you. Hey, shit. And it's not like...
post says that Trump has just hired a bison head guy for his new acting Homeland Security.
Oh, perfect.
To replace Chad Wolf.
And he doesn't need to change his uniform. That's perfect. The horns and the spear. And the weird fight. I thought he was carrying a sword in his belt. But what is that ink, man? The bison head's ink, that thing right there on his...
Oh, yeah. I
thought he had a sword in his pants, but I think it's a tattoo of a hilt of his...
I don't know. can't explain it.
I mean, not that anyone gets awards, but dude, you did. You had the best costume, I guess. Joan Rivers wouldn't know what to do with you. She'd kick you in the nuts.
Russia expert Fiona Hill, who served on, remember she was the Brit who was awesome in during the,
yes,
the hearings.
Yes. I sure wish she still worked for us.
She said, she called out the failed coup, but warns that unless the big lie is thoroughly refuted, we can expect more attempts to subvert the constitutional order from Trump supporters.
But dude, you can't, how do you, so what she's saying, Fiona Hill is saying these people need to be convinced that the election wasn't fraudulent.
Yes.
Trump lost fair and square.
And somebody needs to let Josh Hawley in on that. Somebody needs to let Ted Cruz in on that. And the Sedition Caucus, those 140 cum stains in the House that voted to overturn the duly elected president.
Well, then how do we do that then? Just tell us how we do that and we'll do that. That, you know? I mean, she must have an idea of how to do that.
Meanwhile, the House can't hesitate. I mean, they've just got to go after
it. We can't have a president that told people to go to the Capitol and fuck and kidnap. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Rachel Maddow tweeted, Kevin McCarthy would like Biden to, quote, lower the temperature that McCarthy raised while simultaneously demanding that Trump doesn't face any consequences for his actions.
What?
No impeachment, no 25th, you know, just, you know, the country has to heal.
This is, I think we're looking, this is the myth of our government or something like that, like the end all be all of good government is compromise. And that is bullshit because there's nothing good about compromising with that fucking side. They are fucking crazy.
And you can't.
Yeah.
Compromising with them means they get their way.
And so
100% and you get nothing. That's how Trump compromises. Remember, here, all you got to do to work with me is just give me everything I want.
And if you don't,
that's good compromise.
So this was his negotiation. He went to Georgia. He said, hey, I need you to overturn this fucking election. Okay, that didn't work. I'm sending in the loons and the militias.
With the social media crackdown, does he feel emasculated?
No.
Especially as he heads out of office.
Look, I wouldn't say emasculated. I mean, if the most masculine person I think to ever hold the White House is the President of the United States.
Oh, Hogan Gidley.
What?
I'm surprised he could say that with the cum swinging off of his uvula, Trump jizz.
The most masculine.
Oh, yeah, he's the most masculine.
Well, listen.
He's the most masculine person ever to hold the White House.
Well, I'll tell you something. Barack Hussein Obama, I believe, went kiteboarding.
Oh, but he's a big cuck.
That's very masculine, right? I think.
He's gay and a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Didn't he suck cock for crack in college, according to them?
To pay for his school books. That was an Alex Jones story or something. God damn. Those books are expensive. I mean, that's got to be at least like one book is like, what, 15 blowjobs?
Now, in good news, I guess. Well, no, this is bad news that caused the good news.
I didn't know we still had a good news segment.
There are a whole bunch of companies now that are saying, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, a very big donor to Republicans and stuff.
Yes.
Have said that they will not, will never donate to anyone that voted to not certify the election.
Oh,
and a whole bunch of companies are coming out. Hallmark donated $3,000 to Josh Hawley.
Okay.
And $5,000 to Marshall, Senator Marshall from Kansas.
Okay.
The other Republican.
Just that. That's not a lot of money.
But now they want it back.
Hell yeah. Get your money back. You don't want to be known. You don't really support seditionists. I mean, that's.
Hallmark believes that peaceful transmission of power is part of the bedrock of our democratic system. We abhor violence of any kind. The recent actions of Senators Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall do not reflect our company's values. As a result, HALPAC request Senators Hawley and Marshall to return all Hall PAC campaign contributions.
Oh, shit.
They want their money back.
Right. And that you know, that is something these Republicans really care about. They like that money.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Is the revolution worth you losing everything?
Marriott International has said the same thing. Citibank.
Oh, shit.
Commerce Bank shares. Four major corporations say they will not donate to any of the 147 GOP members of Congress, including eight senators who objected to the certified results.
Damn.
College. See, this is where you got to get them now.
Matt Gaetz, you're going to have to get back some money, motherfucker.
Kick them in their money gun.
Yeah.
You got to get them.
That's all they care about. And these guys on the no-fly list, I imagine that fucks with a lot of people who are businessmen, right?
God, I hope so.
Business
yeah.
people, they gotta fucking fly. They're probably gonna lose. I bet a lot of people lose their fucking jobs that storm the fucking Capitol.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
The firefighters, did they get fired?
Oh, I don't know about that one yet.
Jesus.
It'll be interesting to see what this impeachment vote is. This is a Michigan GOP-er.
You know, when it comes to impeachment, it's something we're strongly considering at this point. Again, you know, there are timelines and other considerations and additional information, you know, that I want to have before making that decision affirmatively. But again, I think what we saw on Wednesday, you know, left the president unfit for office.
No, hey, listen, not you know, dickhead.
Peter Meyer from Michigan.
Peter, what we've seen for the last 3 years has the president has proved to be unfit for office. The guy fucking on national television asked Dr. Deb if he could shove a light bulb up his fucking asshole to cure corona or drink bleach. He was unfit at that point. And you should have taken care of him a long time ago, dickhead, and we wouldn't have had this. Maybe. Is this inevitable, like, this kind of thing with our fucked up, racist, bigoted society that we have an event like this where people like the maggots storm the Capitol?
No.
Well, we could have avoided this.
They wouldn't be doing that if Trump didn't lie to them and say that the election was stolen.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Right. When they were planning this thing, what was...
The best is yet to come!
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah. You think she was part of this? Did she know about it?
I don't know. I mean, she was dancing in the tent beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, we have to figure out... I mean, I know it seems like a hard thing, but don't we have to figure out, like, who in Trump's camp coordinated with these militia people?
Yes.
And who helped plan and fund this thing? I mean, if you donated to have people at this rally, shouldn't you go to jail, or shouldn't there be something?
Well, again, the people at the rally is one thing, but the people who stormed the Capitol is you know,
well, you know, DeSantis,
a different number.
Our fucking shitbag governor here tried to pass that law that protects property during protests, and we're talking about 10-year minimum sentences and also dings for people that help organize. I mean,
I'm here to tell you, there's a group of elitists that run this nation, a bunch of globalists that run the world, and their money runs it. And I'm gonna tell you something, it is nothing more than a satanic death cult.
Well, okay.
And the clearest thing I've ever seen in my life is when Mitch McConnell gets off track, he turns around and the guy behind him gives him the Illuminati hand signal of authoritarianism to make sure he stays on track. Just remind that sucker, we're still in control, we're still paying your bills, and you do anything against what we say, and we'll make sure nobody finds your body, Jimmy Hoffa.
Jesus.
Somebody probably gave him a thumbs up or something. Who the hell knows? He turned around, he got that Illuminati hand signal.
I didn't know. I thought we were supposed to be on the lookout for QAnon shit. Is Illuminati still in play?
Well, that's part of it. That wraps right into the Q thing.
It's the same shit.
That's Pastor Greg Locke.
Pastor?
That was his sermon on Sunday.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wow. Well, okay. I'm that spiritual or something? Wow.
He goes,
Bullets that run the world and they're my life is when Mitch McConnell gets off track. He turns around and the guy behind him gives him the Illuminati hand signal of authoritarianism to make sure he stays on track. Just remind that sucker, we're still in control. We're still paying your bills and you do anything against what we say and we'll make sure nobody finds your body, Jimmy Hoffa. It is happening.
I think that's great. I don't know who that Jimmy Hoffa guy he's talking about is, but I think that's great.
For our very eyes, and Christians that won't read a Bible get mad when I call this stuff out. It is happening. Satanism has infiltrated the highest positions in the land. Child sex trafficking has infiltrated the highest positions in the land. Pedophilia.
Pedo.
Child sacrifice. Jeez. Not just abortion. I mean the whole deal. It is everywhere, and we are not paying attention.
And they really think this is
happening.
Does
this guy get a tax break?
They really think this is happening.
Doesn't this sound political?
Well, I would think so, Trump wanted to take that away, right?
Is there any part of... I always thought... I went to church for a while, and it seemed like part of the deal with religion was... It was to bring you some type of inner fucking peace, you know. No, and I don't know if that is nothing. You know, I'm not feeling a lot of that here.
what is this?
I said, you know, you don't like me, and I don't like you. I never have liked you, and you never have liked me. But you're going to support me because you're a rich guy. And if you don't support me, you're going to be so goddamn poor, you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do.
Okay. Well, that's our president.
Oh, because Todd Starnes is upset that Jake Tapper said goddamn on the air. So this person is pointing out, listen to Trump saying goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he said pussy, too, at one point.
He called Mike Pence a pussy, allegedly, for not overturning the election.
Oh, my. Did he really?
Well, this is what another big fraud is when Trump went out to the rally.
Yeah.
And he's like, I hope he does the right thing.
Right.
He had already had the meeting with Pence. Pence gave him the leather and said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're a fucking pussy.
Well, there's proof that he sent the letter before the rally.
They had a meeting. Pence put it out on Twitter. The letter was released that morning.
And then he went out.
So he lied when he said, I don't know, maybe he's going to do the right thing. I've been hearing things. He said that at one point. I don't know. I've been hearing things.
So what he wanted the people to go down to the Capitol to intimidate Mike Pence into doing the quote unquote right thing.
Right. Because he didn't want them to know that it was already a done deal.
What he should have said was like, listen, it's already a done deal and you guys shouldn't go down there because it's pointless and only violence could happen. You should stand by and stand down and not.
Now, prepare yourself for this one.
Okay.
Donald Trump did this.
He told people to go there.
Donald Trump needs to resign today.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Rick fucking Wiles.
Is that a deep fake?
Rick Wiles.
Shit.
People to
Donald
go
Trump
there.
Needs to resign today.
Ooh.
Today. I'm fed up with Trump. He needs to resign today. He did that mess. That's the reality of it. He told those people, go to the Capitol. He knew what they were going to do. In his warped mind, he wanted a confrontation. He's so desperate to hold on to power that he was willing to provoke people to acts of violence in order for him to stay in power.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I'm freaked out because
that's scary.
I really thought Rick Wiles would be, I mean, if you ask me, I'd say, oh, he's 100%. He loves this.
Yeah.
Unreal. Why is he against it then, do you think?
I don't know. I guess when shit gets real, when bullies are called out.
Yeah.
What happens? And
yeah,
I think a cop getting killed is calling a lot of these swine out.
Right. that people died during this siege and that the Capitol was trash. That bothers Rick Wiles.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. It is scary that he gives a shit, you know? That he's worried. Oh, fuck. Rick Wiles has seen the light?
No. A light.
Right, just
a tiny little, yeah, a tiny little LED.
Congratulations on your enlightenment.
He probably still blames it all on the Jews and everything. So,
oh yeah, let's not forget that. Okay, he doesn't want a coup, but he still is anti-Semitic.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
This is interesting. Also,
okay.
Cumulus Media.
Cumulus
is a Atlanta-based company that owns 416 radio stations throughout the country. That's one of the big radio conglomerates.
Yes.
And some of their stations run such luminaries as Mark Levin, Dan Bogino.
Bogino.
Ben Shapiro. Hi, everybody. Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
And a bunch of these maggots. Well, now Cumulus Media put out a statement that said, we need to help induce national calm now. The company, quote, will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended.
Oh, shit.
The election has been resolved and there are no alternate acceptable paths. If you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately.
And Ben Shapiro's with them?
I don't think Ben Shapiro is.
Yeah.
He's vile in a lot of ways. I don't think he's down with this kind. I don't think he's a big Trump fan.
But Rush is down, right?
I don't know that he's back. Oh, I think he might be like on...
Is he sick?
Waiting to die watch,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, good luck.
He may, I don't know, but I just remember right before the holidays when he signed off, everybody was making it sound like it was his last one.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Mark Levin is astoundingly...
For it.
Yes.
Wow.
So he's probably going to get kicked off Cumulus.
Yeah. This is the purge, right? I mean, no one wants to support people that want to burn the Capitol to the ground.
Right.
Okay. That is good news. That's some decent news, right? That's good.
So again, you've got companies, you've got that are taking their money away. You've got Mark Levin calls out media for linking Trump supporters and conservatives to the Capitol riot.
But they you don't even have to link them. Look at the pictures,
during
dude.
His Sunday show, Life, Liberty, and Levin, Fox host Mark Levin called out the media for linking the Capitol riot to Trump and other conservatives. Despite working for the most watched cable news channel in history, he works for Fox, he believes he is a victim of the media. Who was it that went on Fox News and was Devin Nunes maybe?
Oh yeah.
Whining and screaming and crying about not having a voice anymore and being silenced.
Oh shit.
On Fox News.
Damn.
The largest cable news channel in history.
Yeah.
I don't have a voice anymore.
Are these representatives going to be put on the no-fly list that supported the coup?
I don't know about that.
That would be that would be great.
He's upset. USA Today wrote, pro-Trump mob storms the U.S. Capitol. How about that? Thugs storm U.S. Capitol. How about lawbreakers storm U.S. Capitol? He's upset.
Because
they called them Trump supporters and Trump thugs.
That's what upsets you? Did you watch the fucking video, dude? They all had Trump garb on, and they were all Republicans, and they all did horrible violence.
He's probably still convinced it's Antifa.
Oh, yeah. Or he's for it. Or Mark Levin thinks the election's fake, and he thinks these people are doing the right thing. That they have some chance at reversing it.
He says it's being used by the media. The Capitol attacks are being used by the media as an excuse to silence conservatives now.
God, hey, listen, Cumulus, you should just go ahead and take that motherfucker off the air.
So, I mean...
I mean, not to sound like
strapping everybody. The New York Bar is looking into Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Right.
We've only got a couple seconds left here.
Oh,
went
shit.
Really fucking fast today. And also 6,000 law school alumni and students from Harvard and Yale.
Yes.
Are calling for the disbarment of Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, these schools are not happy. These law schools.
Of course not. Are not.
It doesn't make their school look great.
Yeah, Harvard doesn't want to say, we put out a bunch of people that are seditionists.
Especially when Josh Hawley is out. He's mad at Simon and Schuster because they said, well, you know, we're not going to publish your book anymore.
Yeah.
And he's saying he's going to sue them on First Amendment violations. And everybody's like, what? Well, Yale should rescind your degree because it's a private company. It's not,
right.
Has nothing to do with First Amendment. Nobody owes you a book, Josh.
Yeah. That would be like someone saying, oh, I want to be on that sitcom.
Right.
I demand
to come to your house and stand on your table and speak while you're trying to eat dinner. It's my First Amendment. How dare you?
He went to Harvard?
Yeah, he's a big elitist.
Oh, yes.
No, no, he's man of the people Stanford and Yale.
Hey, Josh, what's up with the fist you gave those horrible rioters on the way into to do your fucking legislation?
And there was another article today that's like, you know, that it shouldn't be the possibility of Cruz and Hawley being kicked out of the Senate is not a zero.
How do you not unseat these people or expel them when they are behind an effort to overturn the election?
Right, right. And they knew. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
They all undoubtedly knew that it was a fair election.
Right.
They were just doing theater.
Yeah. They're fucking with us.
We got to go quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always on your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Check out Ryan on the internet, radarcomedy.com. Excuse me, Radar Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay safe, everybody. Watch out for those Trump supporters. They're dangerous. We'll talk
Trump.
To you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.